News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we are approaching the 1 year anniversary of the introduction of the deposit return scheme. So is it a success or a bit of a nuisance? Joining us to discuss this is Larissa Nolan, features editor and columnist with the Irish Mirror, and John Gibbons, environmental journalist. Larissa, to you first. 900 million plastic bottles and cans have been returned in less than a year. That's a pretty big success. How do you regard the scheme?
Well, you can't measure it unless you know how many are not being returned, which we don't know, because one of the many problems with this scheme are the unanswered questions behind them, one of which is, oh, yes, we're told continuously how many are returned, but we don't know how many are not returned, and we don't know what the finances of that are. We don't know how much they are worth. And unless we do know that, we cannot possibly gauge the success of the scheme. I think we should certainly have known it. We should know it by now, but we should have known it all along. For some reason, I don't know why, but I think if the scheme was so successful, we should have been knowing both figures all along. There's two problems with this. If we don't know both figures, we can't gauge the full success of the scheme. And secondly, let us know. Tell us how many are not being returned and how much that is adding up to.
Okay, John Gibbons.
Good morning. Yeah, I think, as you say, Shane, 900 million plastic bottles and cans that are now finding their way into full recycling. I think this is important. A lot of what ends up in our green bins at the moment, in fact, is heading for incineration. So that this scheme is basically diverting things, plastic that in many cases has been heading for incineration, and is diverting it instead towards what's called closed loop recycling. That means in the case of aluminium cans, they get reused indefinitely and infinitely. And in the case of PET plastics, they can be reused up to about 7 times. So this is the direction, Shane, that we have to be moving in. We've got to get away from the culture of just throwing stuff away. And that's really the critical difference that's been made here.
Larissa, what about that? We've got to get away from that culture of just throwing things away.
Well, no, we were recycling these already. And in fact, the minister behind this told me himself that this idea that a lot of the green bin is going to incineration is actually incorrect, that isn't the situation at all. Of course, some of it will end up that way, but there's definitely, it's not the case that all of it was. Those of us who are putting our returnables, as I think they're called now, our bottles and cans, into the green bins, we are the ones who were doing it all along, and now we're expected to have yet another recycling bin in our kitchens, and then every week or so put all these bottles and cans into our cars and bring them for a drive.
Well, you're going to the supermarket anyway, in fairness. You don't have to go for an extra drive now, in fairness.
No, not necessarily. Because I'll tell you why. When you do bring them, often the machines are broken or they aren't working, and you have to bring them all back again and then return them there.
John Gibbons, okay, Larissa, have you? I just want to bring John Gibbons back in. No, but hold on. I just want to bring John back in. I'll come back in a second.
No point having me on if you can't hear what I'm going to say.
Well, we'd like to hear both guests, so that's why I want to bring John back in for a second, and I will come back to you, Larissa. John Gibbons, can you respond to that?
Sure. Yeah, we do have data on this. We know, for example, at the moment that with plastic bottles, that the current recycling rate, prior to this scheme, was about 60%, Shane. That meant that 4 in 10 were not being recycled, contrary to what that minister might have suggested, which is a huge amount not making its way back into the recycling chain. So when what we're doing here is we've added another, in this particular case, about 900 million. This is roughly 3 million bottles and cans a day being recovered. Now, the thing here is that Ireland has been quite good on a number of things. For example, about 20 years ago, we brought in the plastic bag levy. We were the first in the world to do it. Okay. We reduced plastic bag use by over 90%. We also, and it's a slightly unrelated, but we brought in the smoking ban, Shane, first.
Okay,
and I think this is another very positive step.
Okay, yep. And to come back to Larissa, 4 out of 10 weren't being recycled, Larissa, before this scheme was introduced. They now are.
Yes, but the point I was making were the ones that were going in the green bin weren't, a lot of them weren't going into incineration. I didn't say that 4 in 10 of them weren't being recycled. My question would be, if it is, we need to know by how much that has moved up then. Has it moved the dial enough to be worth a fleet of trucks on the road and machines in every shop? We need to know that if it has moved the dial up enough to be worth that, is the environmental merit worth it? I'm actually I've always been very eco-conscious, very into reduce, reuse, recycle. I'm very strongly that way, and that's why I don't like this scheme. That's why I think the questions around it should be answered, And I think anybody who is green-minded should want those questions answered.
Okay, let me put that to John. John, what the answer to those questions, is it worth, have enough extra bottles being recycled to make it worth all the various things that have happened with the scheme?
It appears so. And again, another index to answer Larissa's question about is it moving the dial? We know, for example, that we've experienced a 50% reduction nationally in the plastic bottle and can litter on Irish streets. Now, clearly something has dramatically changed if in the space of 11 months we have a 50% reduction in this litter. And it's a very simple principle. When you put a value on something, guess what? Then suddenly our behaviour changes. That was the purpose of this. And yes, some people have found it a minor inconvenience. On the other hand, a lot of people, myself included, take a certain kind of pride in making sure that we get as many of these things back into the recycling chain as possible.
Larissa, can I put it to you about the litter, that 50% drop in plastic bottle litter, that's surely a good thing?
I always think it's a great thing to see a drop in litter, but that also comes with problems. Nothing with this scheme has not come with problems. And one of the big problems are looting on the streets where you see bins kicked over and rooted through. And then they came up with another idea for that, which was to put garters around public bins, which defeats the purpose of a bin, which is to put rubbish out of sight until it's collected. So then you have that situation. And then there were fights at those bins. So there seems to be no end to which those behind the scheme are willing to try again and again to make this work. There seems to be no end to which the world has to revolve around return. But the main thing is we do need to have that data. I do, but I'd say John does agree with me on this. We've been told before it's commercially sensitive. It needs time to bed in. If you want to get public buy-in on this, even if, for example, a lot of the people who this is disproportionately hard on are people who are sick or old or who are very, very busy lives and, not much income. But we need that. If you need public buy-in, we need that data. Don't conceal it, reveal it.
John, I gave Larissa the first word. I'll give you the last word.
Sure. I think the proof of the pudding has been in the collecting here. We have massive public buy-in. Almost a billion of these have already in 11 months gone through the recycling system. So that to me suggests that the Irish public is massively endorsing this system. And bear in mind, this is in the first year. And we've seen in other international equivalents like Denmark, where this has been running for decades, that people take pride in doing the right thing if you give them the opportunity and if you send them the correct signals.
John Gibbons, Larissa Nolan, thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.